Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Welcome to the Hollywood Casino Press Box with your host, Frank Cusimano.
Here's the pitch. Right there, there it is! Into left field! It's number 3,000! A run is scored! Mucciola ran first! On his way to second with a double!
The best interviews and the most informed insight.
And that's McGaffey breaking free, has a seam, and a crease! The kicker can't trip him up! Headed for the end zone! Will it be back-to-back weeks? Yes!
All tied together with the experience of over 20 years of local broadcasting excellence in St. Louis.
Now Stasny gets away from a check to Fabry. Wide open. Brower. Rebound. He scores. Troy Brower. The former blockoff has given the Blues a 3-2 lead.
Now, here is Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
We are broadcasting live from one of our favorite places, Schnucks. We're in Arnold today. The Boar's Head Deli is coming February 27th. Ooh. Chocolate dipped strawberries made in store for Valentine's Day. And we're going to have some bratwurst, some cookies. I just sampled a gooey butter cookie. Unbelievable. Tom Becknell is the store manager. This is the only job he's ever had. He's doing a spectacular job. Been with the company for 15 years. Now, here's the interesting thing is that we have Jim Huber. He found the Schnucks in Arnold. Mm-hmm. We have Brian Hoffman. He found the Schnucks in Arnold. We have Andy Strickland, who found it. I, who found it. And I'm not exactly, you know, Christopher Columbus when it comes to navigation or Magellan. And the one guy who's not here, Andy, is who?
Well, Charlie Tuna, now, we have been hoping for this every single time we're on a remote. This is one of the greatest things that has ever happened to the history of this show, is the fact that Charlie Tuna is at the wrong store. And every week, you know, we come to a Schnucks, not every week, but when we do go to a Schnucks, we always hope maybe this is the week Charlie will go to the wrong store. And it actually happens. So I'm going to go out and say right now, this will be a top five show this week here at the Arnold Schnucks, and we couldn't be happier to be here.
Now, Brian, do you think any of this could be age-related?
It has to be, because I sent the address. Yeah. I sent it to Frank, I sent it to you, Martin, Charlie, I sent it to Stricken Tuna, and somehow one person just did not look at it.
Yeah. Or is it possible he just, you know, he parks very far away, and we know how slow he walks, that he's just kind of walking now.
Well, that's always a possibility. But this is no doubt age-related. I mean, this is a sign
100%.
A sign of a bigger issue that's going on with Charlie Tuna, the fact that he is getting up there in age. And, you know, when you say Arnold Schnucks, and I don't know how many Schnucks there are in Arnold, but it wasn't very difficult to find it, especially when the address is sent. You plug the address into the GPS, and it's not very difficult to find it.
I don't think money's an object. Now that the Rams are going to the Super Bowl, he'll get some kind of cash settlement from that. Do we know for sure if he's still on the Rams' payroll?
If he was, I'd be concerned. If Stan's paying all these legal bills, he might be looking to cut some staff members.
He is not on the Rams' payroll. We do know that he's not on the Rams' payroll. Now, if he was on the Rams' payroll, this probably ended years ago, if not 10, 20 years ago. You know, when the game ended, he called me immediately.
Oh.
I mean,
he texted Martin and I right after that.
He did. He told me. He was so happy that the Rams found a way to win the game.
Look, you showed up.
And,
look at that walk.
I know.
Slow and steady.
I mean, it hurts me to watch him walk.
Oh, my gosh.
Do your
How
joints,
old is he?
Do your joints crack in the cold, Chuck?
Hey.
Can you call security? We don't know who this guy is.
He's in Arnold, but his hips are in Kimswick, man, the way he's walking. This is just absolutely painful to watch you walk.
Andy, what is this jacket he's got on? Is that a...
Well, this is a Canadian goose, man. Now, I'll give Charlie some credit because, yes, we
now,
all know...
Now, Andy, you think that's a real legitimate one, or do you think you got the...
Well, if his daughter bought it, then it's real. Now, if he would have bought it, you know, it would have been missing a letter or two in
it's
the word
called
Canada.
Canadian goose?
Canada goose, man. It's actually...
Charlie, tell me about this jacket.
It's very expensive.
Would you please put a microphone
he's
on?
He's about 4 or 5 years behind.
Oh, he's going to unzip the jacket.
So it's kind of like a lot of people were buying these 4, 5, 6, 7 years ago, and now all of a sudden it's found its way into like Nordstrom, and it's now of a mainstream. And
no,
now people like Charlie
Nordstrom.
Tuna are wearing Canada
from
Goose.
It comes from Neiman Marcus. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Oh,
Charlie, what does a jacket like that cost? Tell us, roughly.
About $900.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you know what?
It's built for the Arctic, okay? For cold, not nice. Fall weather. Yeah.
Oh, do you see a lot of NHL guys wearing that? Or?
I do. More so 5, 6, 7 years ago, yeah.
Yeah. Well, can, by the way, too, can you get Andy and I cashier's checks for that bet we have?
What are you talking about?
Who's the quarterback? What's that guy's name?
Who?
Oh, man, AJ is taking over.
Who, Drew Locke?
Yeah, Drew Locke. Can you?
Are you
we
okay?
We want cashier's checks.
You are I just thought about
I will say you're looking very splendid. I love your turtleneck. Is that a new one?
No.
Andy, I'm a fan of the turtleneck.
You like the turtleneck?
I love turtleneck.
Yeah. I am not a fan of the turtleneck.
That's
I'm
a
not,
quality turtleneck.
You don't have a neck. That's the, why you're the, not a
the,
fan of a
the
turtleneck.
The turtleneck is starting to make a little bit of
yeah,
a
difference. Yeah, it is. It is making a comeback.
You got to have a neck.
No, a minor comeback.
No, it is.
The
yeah.
turtleneck.
With the older generation, it's starting to make a little bit of a minor comeback.
It was a 60s type wardrobe.
In fact, I wore a turtleneck in my second grade school picture. I should bring that in for you. And I don't think I've worn one since. But, you know, I may bring back the turtleneck. It looks okay on you. You look like you're about to suffocate, though. Are you okay?
No, that's a good look. It's a good look, Chuck. I like it.
You're yeah. right. Can you breathe in that thing?
I'm fine, brother.
I did wear one on
I'm
the.
Fine, brother.
I did wear one on the air about 2 weeks ago, and it
was
created
it
kind of a social media stir.
I know.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the turtleneck, Frank. I think it was the coat that you wore it with.
My
what kind of coat you wore?
Jack Victor.
He had some coat going on with, like, was it a brown turtleneck?
Black.
Black turtleneck. What color was the jacket?
Well, it was a. There's a. Couple different patterns, but it had a maroon, a khaki, and
the only
black
reason
base.
I saw it is because it was on Twitter and you were throwing a basketball off the set. What were you doing with the basketball?
Oh, we were talking about Thompson's game where he only dribbled the ball 4 times.
Ah,
Thompson, Klay Thompson.
Yeah, remember the game when he had
right.
like 60 and he dribbled 4 times.
The entire game he dribbled it 4 times.
Four times. It was unbelievable. Yeah. Speaking of that, do you think James Harden will be in the 80s before the end of the year? Well, you think we'll have a game in the 80s? Because they say he wants to get Kobe, that number.
Kobe had, what, 81
yeah.
in New York against the Knicks? He might, with this no-touch league. He just might do it.
He had 62 against the Knicks the other night.
81 was against Toronto, wasn't it?
I thought it was against the Knicks. Kobe?
81, was that his last game ever? No.
He let him shoot.
It was like a little kid who just came off the bench, and they were like, everybody just get out of the way.
Yeah, something's wrong with him. Okay. Let him shoot.
I, mean, I don't know but on Harden's points, he had like 200 points in a row off no assist.
And you know that step back play, he steps. He walks with the
he
ball.
Walks,
he walks
yeah.
with the ball
they
every time.
That, yeah.
They never call it on Dr. J either.
Yeah.
Julius.
Can he score 80? The answer is yes. I think a lot of guys in the NBA, if they wanted to, could go out there on any given night.
Not a lot.
Not 80 maybe.
Durant.
But guys could
Curry,
just in their mind
Harden,
say, hey, I'm just going to score the ball. I'm not going to pass
Davis,
the ball, and I'm going to shoot all game long. And they'll end up 50 north of 50.
A month ago,
sure.
We were talking about the Golden State Warriors. They were down and out. Yeah. They're the best team in
they
the league.
They won 9
straight. I watched the game last night, and Boogie Cousins.
I love Boogie.
I mean,
oh, he
so
has so much.
Yeah.
Until you upset him.
He had 17 points last night. They dominated in the paint. Now, they couldn't hit any outside shots last night from the three-point range. I think
oh,
they
you
were
watched
three.
The basketball
I think
game
they
last
were two.
Night.
Oh, no hockey last night. It's the All-Star break.
Okay, I understand.
Yeah,
something.
Andy's actually going to watch basketball for like 10 days.
Let me hear this commentary.
They were
two. No, they win.
They were two for 20 from behind the arc.
That's the Billikens.
And, oh, no, they were two for 20. Well,
that's
Steph
sad,
Curry struggled from behind the arc. I think he hit 12 of 16, 12 of 18, something like that from inside the arc.
Steph Curry for the night was 14 of 24.
Wow.
No.
38. That's pretty efficient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14 of 24. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. They're back. They're ready.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Saturday night, they're going to play the Celtics. And that's going to be kind of a barometer. You got a feeling
Wait
that if they just blow them off the court, then this season
Celtics
may be over.
Celtics season is so overrated, along with the coach.
Who? The Celtics?
Celtics.
Why do you not like him, by the way? You've always said
I like him. I like him, but the
can I tell you why
the media,
he doesn't like him?
No, the media, they started.
It's race related.
No,
it's
not not at all.
Okay, Charlie,
what
he,
happened
he
with
may
this
not be
guy,
Kerr.
What happened with this guy is because when he was at Butler, he took the team and they almost beat Duke back to back. Everybody fell in love with this guy. Then last year, he comes out. He's the best team in the coach in the league, and one has won diddly squat.
And nobody and voted
another,
for him. No coach voted for him.
No, the coaches didn't even vote for him. But the kid that had the best record almost, the coach from Toronto, gets fired because he couldn't beat LeBron, And this guy still walks around and can't beat LeBron either. Plus, but his team is
Dwayne
falling
Casey's
apart.
Done a great job. But I don't think – let's just stay with Stephenson for a second. I think if you look at what he's done in college, the way players respond to him, and then taking a Celtic team that wasn't very good and now to the – you know, a game away from the finals, I think he's a pretty good coach.
He's a pretty good coach, Charlie. He's a good coach. I mean,
all right.
How many great –
well, you made him out to be Jesus Christ superstar.
How many great coaches are there in the NBA right now?
Yeah, I mean – okay,
wait a minute, hold on. You guys called
him
great. After
and Kerr – wouldn't he be in that next group, along with Quinn Snyder?
Yeah, but you guys put him ahead of Pop. Nobody's ahead of Pop in the league. No one.
Who puts him ahead of Pop?
He did last season. He put him ahead of Pop.
You put him ahead of Pop?
He put him ahead of Pop. You said he was the greatest coach.
No.
Yeah, come on, play it back.
Popovich is the third greatest coach of all time.
That's like Harden. That was a Harden step back right there.
Yeah, see that move he did? Pow. You can tell he's a Billiken fan.
Last year he did a better job with Boston. I mean, Pop was gone really quick.
Yeah.
So last year he was. But
hey,
in the history
Pop
of basketball,
year.
It's Pat Riley 1. Are you with me there? And Phil Jackson. Well, actually,
don't
Red Auerbach.
About, don't
Auerbach,
forget about Red.
Yeah.
Auerbach.
But hold on. That black players didn't play that much, so I don't give Red Auerbach much.
Oh, really?
But he played black players.
Yeah, that's what he
was
had.
The first
that's
one to get black players.
They didn't have they had a dozen in the entire league. What the hell?
Well, you can't deny nine championships.
Yeah, okay. We give them that. Go ahead.
Okay, so Auerbach, Riley, Phil Jackson, Popovich.
I put Phil Jackson ahead of Riley.
And
I put Phil Jackson number one.
Wait a minute. I thought you were a Riley guy.
I am a Riley guy.
Come
but
on,
I don't
man.
I don't pick people like as I'm going to Snooks and picking out peaches. I pick them because they're good. Okay?
Sugar's
in them.
Riley won.
What's up, Jim?
He took a Knicks team that wasn't very good to the finals.
I get it.
He won championships in Miami. He won four in L.A. Phil was great. I'm not denying it. But he always had the best player in the world. Sometimes the best two players.
They all had the best players in the world.
To be fair, though, you got to point out that Pat Riley didn't take the Knicks to the finals until the best player in the world retired.
Correct. And you know
what?
That's worth
mentioning.
And you know what else? Every single one of these guys you're talking about, when they won championships, they all had the best player in the world.
But you know,
so you want to show me a great coach, I'll show you a coach that has the best
players. It's hard to coach great players. The job that Phil Jackson did with the Bulls, when he brought Dennis Rodman on board, and that team became like a rock star team when they traveled.
Yeah, he
so
was
that
great
was
there.
Very, very tough to do. So just because you have good players, you got to get them to play together.
I don't ever want to argue against any of these guys.
There's a lot of coaches out there saying, I would volunteer for that job, and I would do it.
Well,
a good job with the Chicago Bulls.
All coaches
maybe
couldn't
not,
handle Dennis
maybe
Rodman.
Not.
All coaches couldn't handle Michael Jackson.
Yeah, Chuck Daly was great at that, too.
But very good.
But the thing about Phil Jackson's teams, they had an identity, too. He brought a footprint.
Swagger, baby.
He brought a footprint to how they played, a system to how they played, the triangle offense, whatever.
Before it was all said
and then after that, he became the worst sports executive in history.
You know, a lot of guys have been that.
Well, you know.
Who cares?
See, Riley.
He's getting paid.
There was a second act to Riley's career where he became a really good sports executive of a Miami team that won championships. So.
Plus, he was – his girlfriend was the owner's daughter.
Oh, my Jeannie Best.
She looks nice.
I love Jeannie.
I like her.
I love Jeannie,
like
man.
To
I want to hang out
like
with
that.
Wait,
I wanna,
what did you just
oh
say?
Oh, my God.
I'd like to what?
Did he just say that?
I'd like to hit on the shoulder. That's what I said.
Oh, my God. What a sicko.
Jeez,
I mean, you're about.
Somebody call security for Jeannie Best.
You're about 15 years older than Phil.
No.
I mean, that's the age separation between
Phil's
you and
my
Jeannie.
Guy, man.
But I
want to. I told Phil to start dating her.
I want to hang out with Jeannie. I want to hang out with her.
And she, oh,
I love her. Yeah, she is so nice.
She's tantalizing.
Jeannie
she's
Buss.
Dazzling. I
Jeannie
like
Buss.
That.
She's rich,
beautiful
too.
Lady.
Rich, too. She got a little, got some cake, baby. Coconut cake.
And she has seen the light of kind of giving Magic the franchise and let him.
He runs. He's like John Shaw was with the Rams. You can run it, baby.
To quote Chuck, he said, I want to hit that. That's what he said.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I always do that.
We apologize to the National Organization of Women for those statements.
No. I mean, always when I meet women, always had a top of the
shoulder. He said the same thing about Nancy Pelosi. That's what he said last week.
Now,
I mean, this
Nancy's
guy.
Nancy's hot, man. I like Nancy. She's
now that's more his age.
Yeah, that's perfect.
She's 78. Mm,
you guys could play a little rummy or
Nancy's
whatever you play.
You can even make share a birthday same day in year.
Play some cards.
I like Nancy. Ooh, right. She looks.
I love Nancy.
How about a serious?
She was at the Kennedy Awards the other week, looking good up there.
She dresses great,
hey, baby. Hey,
she
Nancy.
Dresses really.
How about
nice.
A serious topic?
Yes.
If you were in charge, if you were in charge of the Fox 2 situation.
Oh,
Kevin
glad
Stein.
You brought that up.
We will start with the wardrobe.
We'll start with the wardrobe, number one. First of all, the men at Fox 2. We're not going to talk about Charlie and Martin because we know them. If we didn't, we'd talk about them too. But
you guys in rare form.
I mean, we'll start with the
wardrobe. First of all, pleats are out of style, okay? cuffs are out of style. Okay, baggy is out of style. All right, slim or straight leg is in style. All right, but the ladies at Fox 2
dress really nice.
So if you were in charge of the whole Kevin Steinkrust situation, how would you handle it? Mm.
First of all, I'm going to tell you something. As an Afro-American, black man, whatever we are this week, this is what I would do. I wouldn't fire him because, see, I believe in freedom of speech. I'm one of those kind of guys. Just don't say it to my face. But what he said was, you just don't have that word just to pop up in your vocabulary overnight.
This.
That's already embedded in your mind. Do I think he should be fired? No. The president of the local chapter, the NAACP, Adolphus Pruitt, called me Tuesday. They were headed there for a meeting. And I said, what do you think is going to happen? He said, nothing. And they're going to sweep it under the carpet, which they probably did. Now, we have not seen him on the air since this thing happened.
He hasn't been back on?
Now, another reporter on the East Coast got fired for using a slur.
Yes.
A slur. No, I don't think he should be fired.
But I think the NAACP is advocating that.
Right.
Yes, they are. And the weatherman from New York City did get fired for you.
What did he say?
Similar situation. I think he said the same thing.
You can say it. I won't hold it.
I think he said the same thing. Now, here's my take on the whole
matter. How do you mix that word up?
You know, people who know him, they speak highly of him. They say he's a nice guy and say he's a good guy. And listen, he very well may be. The reality is, it was a complete accident. But when you make that type of accident, that tells me that word is probably already part of your vocabulary.
Thank you, Andy.
If it comes out naturally in a situation like why would that word even come into play? Like, you're not even thinking about that word.
So, Charlie, you would keep him on the staff and you'd allow him to get a second chance. And, Andy, you would?
Oh, yeah, I would.
Oh, I would need to get to the bottom of it. I would have to really talk to him and find out how sincere he is and what kind of mistake that it was. Now, he came out. He did make an apology.
Yeah, but that was weak.
Well, what do you want him to do?
That was weak. That apology.
You want him to, swing from a billboard for 24 hours?
That
or what?
Apology.
Go on a hunger strike?
Shouldn't have come at the same day anyway. That apology should have been thought out by management and him.
It was the next day.
Yeah, the next day. He came out and went in about an hour or so and made a statement. Then he swept it under the rug. No, that's not how it works.
I really don't believe he meant to say it. I believe that it was an accident.
Well,
the fact that he said it tells me that there's a good chance that
there are a lot of people
that word is part of his vocabulary.
I would say the word.
Vocabulary.
I can say the word.
You can go ahead and say it. Say it.
He called him Martin Luther Coon, K-O-O-N. Mm-hmm. That word is not just pops up in your head.
Well, it's not sing. It's not ring. It's not bling. It doesn't even sound like king.
So that means you've been thinking about that word or was in your vocabulary for a long time.
How about this angle?
His name is not Martin Luther Moon.
Yeah.
Where all of a sudden accidentally.
How come you say Martin Luther Moon?
Right. I mean, come on now.
How about this angle? Jamila Nasheed has come out and said that she thinks that he should get a second chance and that she believes that he should get like counseling and get treatment
that
or something like that.
Help.
And
that
now
ain't gonna help. What do you mean? He could get counseling and treatment. What are they gonna what are they gonna treat him for?
Therapy.
Yeah. What are they gonna do? I want you to get some therapy.
Now,
don't use that word coon anymore.
Repeat after
Can
me.
Can you use raccoon next time? But don't. We're going to give you therapy. This is how black people think. Don't do that. That ain't going to help you.
Repeat after me.
Yeah.
I will not say.
Again. K-O-O.
Now, what do you think, Frank?
I would give him a second chance.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Everybody deserves
I do not advocate him being fired, but you know what? It is what it is. I mean, at some point, you're going to have to move on. But I do find it interesting. Similar situation took place in New York City.
And they got rid of the guy
they fired him. That would be a rush to judgment. I think you really got to get a feel for who your employee is. People who work with this guy say he's a really good guy. There's no reason to assume that he's a racist or whatever. But he made a racist comment.
Yeah.
And he's going to have to live with that. That's the reality of it.
Does this hurt the network at all locally?
People are watching now.
I think definitely.
See what he's going to say.
Well,
I wonder if the
African American population, when he's on, will not watch.
When is he on? He's on in the morning.
They're on for like 4 hours in the morning.
Wow. It came about at 5:34. I got the exact time he said it. What happens is the people that work with him, the Elliot Davises, I'm sure patted him on the back. We don't know that though. He needs an outside Afro-American to kind of pat him on the back.
Charlie Truna. Well, right next to
I'm
him.
I'm the man.
He needs African-American people who he works with maybe to come out and publicly show him some support.
Well, you know they're going to show him support. But they may go home and not.
But, I mean, anybody.
Because they're afraid of their jobs, too. So
yeah, but anybody that's ever been around the guy knows he's
that's
a genuinely
what I hear.
Nice
that's
fella.
What
he
I
really
hear.
Is.
That's what
so.
I You know him?
I've been around him 3 or 4 times, and yeah. He's always been really
and that's
friendly.
Well, there's always the nice fellows that this happens to, though.
I
Frank.
Believe it was a genuine mistake, but what I'm saying, and a complete mistake. I mean, he nobody is stupid enough to say that publicly, even if you believe it or whatever, you wouldn't think, right?
How does it slip out?
Because
though?
You know your job is on the line. You're going to get fired. You come out and you make those type of comments. I mean, you can't be that stupid. But the fact that he said it tells me that there's a possibility that that type of word, that type of language right. is part of his vocabulary.
We got a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the Blues and how they finished on an up note. Broadcasting live
can
from
I go
the
shop
Schnooks.
Now?
Yes.
I want to get your
Chuck.
That won't take. Last but 3 seconds.
Chuck,
go shop
some,
at the other Schnooks.
Food right here.
Oh, okay.
All right.
They're going to talk about the Blues.
All right. This is our first
you
segment.
What, you know what day of the week it is? We're worried about you.
All right, we have to break here, but before we go to break, quick word about Gateway Motorsports Park. They sponsor opening segment. They're going to have a booth at the auto show, and the Bomberito 500 people are going to be down there. I'm going to be down there at about 5 o'clock today. Come on by, say hello. I imagine they'll have some spectacular cars on display. We appreciate Gateway Motorsports Park being one of our great sponsors. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.